$10,333, Brent and Melinda Shuey, south of Route 54 Lighthouse Road and being south of Pine Road, 900 feet west of Holly Road and being Lot 13 in Kenwick Subdivision. Tax map ID is District 533, map 19.12, parcel 68. A variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirements.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record? Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request for these variances, please?
Yeah, we're just looking for a variance to the Kenwick setbacks from the Kenwick covenants for a house we want to build on the lot. Our rear setback, our property line is in the Roy Creek. And to give us a little bit of backyard and still meet all of our zoning, you know, variances and stuff. And to get the house on, we requested those changes.
I can see that.
Variance, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I can see that. So your request is, one is a 5-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard.
Yeah, 30 to 25 and the 10 to 5.
10 to 5 from the back. All right, sir. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start with you, Mr. Mills.
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
Is there anything on the lot at present?
I'm sorry?
Anything on the lot at present, or is it vacant?
No, it's vacant. There, when we bought it, there was a really older home that was rented out to some college kids and was all torn up and had it demolished.
Okay. Well, thank you for that, sir. Okay. Mr. Rickers?
No questions.
Mr. Workman?
No questions.
I, Mr. Calloway, have no further questions. So that being said, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Okay. Chairman, I also have 5 letters.
You have 5 letters in opposition?
In opposition.
Sir, you, ma'am. Okay, you can sit right down up front, sir. Ma'am and sir, would you like to speak in opposition?
Yes.
Okay, would you please come forward and be sworn in at this time?
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Merlin Acre 3725
You said Merlin?
Verlin.
Can you spell that?
V as in Victor, R-L-Y-N.
Okay. Thank you.
What's your first name?
Now listen, what's the gist?
And what was your last name again?
What's the gist of it?
Okay, thank you.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Okay.
Good evening. Hi. There have been at least, there's 7 letters. You only have 5. I'm not sure why.
I have 6, actually.
6, okay, including ours.
Okay.
That are in opposition to this variance. And I didn't know if you wanted time to go through that, or do you want me to briefly just tell you the reasons? Those came from other neighbors, but I mean,
well,
you want me to put them?
Well, when I get those under opposition, I'll have our secretary to let us know what they're in opposition to. At this time, we'll take yours, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for the offer, but
okay.
I'll get her to do that for us.
I'm looking at your list of the reasons that variances are approved. My husband's here next to me. I just do more talking. And that the person should meet all of the requirements from the Sussex Code requirements. The property on Lot 13 can be developed reasonably in strict conformity with the variances. It's rectangular. It has no irregular features. There have been 2 houses within the last 3 years built on lots of similar size, in fact, a little bit smaller, that are more than 3,000 square feet. And you'll see 2 of those neighbors are ones that wrote the letters to you in opposition. if there is a hardship or exceptional practical difficulty, it's been created by the owner or the applicant. Granting the variance, we feel, affects the essential character of Pine Road. It's one of the oldest subdivisions. All of the houses along the Roy Creek generally are following that front setback. It's a very narrow street of only 16 feet already. And so when you start pushing these houses forward, you have double parking in the summer, and you're right into the verge, which there is hardly any anyway. In terms of a side setback, the impact on us, we're already at 10 feet when you start adding heat pumps and all the other things that are occurring within setbacks. So we already have some privacy issues. We've already had altering of the neighborhood when he's already cut 20 trees down at least. Now, again, it's his property. People can do what they want. We understand that. But we've already had some privacy issues by not having some separation. Now we have a 35% increase chance of noise nuisance when you start putting a home at, he wants to move at 6.5 feet instead of 10 feet. I already see that as a problem because we're not in a city where you don't move into this neighborhood expecting to be right on top of each other, because people move into this neighborhood because it's kind of has privacy and the water and all the other things. We're in an unincorporated area of Sussex County. Overall, when I look at the code, it does seem like the general welfare, in particular, altering the character of the neighborhood is a very essential part of the code. And I feel like if you start the precedent, what happens when our house, when we're older, we sell and it's a tear down? Well, here we go. Where does the setback problem stop? You know, how many variances are we going to give? And before you know it, you have altered many, many factors in this neighborhood. So let me see if there's anything. I think I mostly, one of the letters, but I will talk about it. We are in floodplain AE. And so you think about the structures on the ground and the fact of the percolation of the water going through and all the extra drainage problems since we don't have a running gutter in our street. So I think this also compounds the more structures that are put on. I think that's essentially what I mostly talked about. Yes, and our understanding that even though the Kenwick deed covenants allow for this 5-foot setback, they were made in 1958 by Mr. Atkins, the developer. Mm-hmm. They've tried to update them, and they haven't successfully done that. But we're understanding by the law that the county codes take precedence over the covenants of the association. And so that's why we were also. And of course, again, I think I talked about the precedent in terms of the code stating in there that regulations are made so that we look at not only the needs now, but future needs. Mm-hmm. We won't be there in 10 or 20 years, but there are going to be younger people in that neighborhood. And are we going to try to preserve the unincorporated areas, the medium density residential areas?
All right. Okay.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I looked at lot 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16 on the 1958 plot map and used the shortest distance on that map and drew a rectangle. And lot 12 has a total area of about 9,000 feet. And lot 13 has a total area of about 9,000 square feet. Lot 14 has 10,500. Lot 15 has 8,625. And lot 16 has 8,644. Now, on the applicant's survey, you'll find that his lot size was stated at 9106. So I'm within 10% using a worst-case kind of scenario on this old plot map. And the buildable area, using all of the worst-case setbacks of 20 feet from the water, 30 feet from the front, 10 feet on each side, gives a buildable area. On lot 12 of 3,850 square feet, of lot 13, 3,850 square feet, lot 14, 4,950 square feet, lot 15, 3,575 feet, and lot 16, 4,125 feet. Now, these lots are all pretty closely the same size. And two houses, lot 15 and lot 16. 16 was built 2 years ago. They meet all the setback requirements. Lot 15 was finished last week, and it meets all the setback requirements. Lot 15 is roughly 3,500 square feet home.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sir. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. I have a question.
Okay. Sir, you come back up front. Thank you.
What's the square footage of your home?
I really don't know off the top of my head, but it's less than 3,000 square feet. It's a single level. It's a ranch home. It's not
it's less
like
than
two-story.
It's less than 3,000.
Yeah, and it, like I said, it's a one-story. It's a ranch home that we'd like to build with a two-car garage. Okay. So it's a little different. I mean, I appreciate whatever all the other lots are and stuff like that, but I'm not building those homes, and I don't know what that has to do with my lot.
Right. Just a moment, ma'am. Let him finish, then I'll. Okay.
Sir, if you consider if we deny this case, are you going to change your footprints up then of your home?
For my home? If I get denied, I don't know what we're going to do. I guess we'll have to go back and.
Back to the drawing board.
Figure out what we're going to do. I mean, I lived in Kenwick on the bay previously in another home, and because of the economic situation and jobs, we had to move. And we feel like this is our home, and we wanted to move back, so we bought this lot, and that's what we're making plans for. This is where we want to retire to.
Right. Okay, sir. Any further questions for him? Okay, ma'am, you have a question? No, you have to. You can, but you have to come back up here, ma'am. You make, and then that, I'll take this last.
I guess it comes back to what is a hardship and what is not.
I'm sorry?
I guess my question is what is a hardship and what is not? Because when you buy a lot, you see the lot, you see the size, you know what you want to build. And so my question is you have to kind of conform to whatever the rules are and make the house smaller. So I guess that comes back to my question about that.
Okay, ma'am.
Okay, but that isn't really a hardship when you cease. I'm sorry.
But that's okay.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Sir?
I did calculate the footprint on lot 13, and my calculations are about, and these are approximate, about 2,808 feet.
Wow.
Okay.
And he can easily, by moving it just slightly, he can easily get that. That 2,808 feet within the setbacks.
Okay, thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Okay, sir.
I'd like to make one comment on that. 2,800 square feet of buildable area or whatever. I mean, if I'm going to build an exact rectangle in that box, yeah, I can do that.
Sure.
You know, but it affects the room size, the character of the home.
Right.
You know, you want a home that has some appeal to it, you know,
right.
On the inside and the outside both. You don't build a house that fits a footprint in a perfect rectangle. I mean,
okay.
In a perfect world, I guess you could.
Thank you, sir. This will be the last question, sir. I think we can go back and forth.
The only thing we had was a footprint.
Okay.
And so you have to go with what you have.
Yes, true.
There were no plans, no elevations, so we have no idea what the roof overhangs are or any of that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay, now you had six letters, you said, of an opposition.
I have six
Could
letters.
Could you just give us a...
I also have that there was a variance on lot 12.
Yes.
And 07 for front and side yards.
Okay, that was my next
That was
question.
Approved. And then I have two that are a lot further down the road.
For the front and the side?
That were side yard setbacks that were denied in 87 and 93.
Okay. But you had...
But I have one right next door to this one that was approved in 07. Those are the only three that I can find on this whole road.
And it's for the same thing that he's requesting, this one that was approved?
Front and side.
Okay. Thank you for that.
And then,
okay.
Do you want these?
I'm sorry?
These pretty much reiterate what the couple was saying, that they believe it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, that there's more than enough room to build an adequate home. Others in the county have done so. That was from a Lewis and Yuma DeStefano.
Uh-huh.
They all pretty much reiterate the same facts. This one is from a Robert Wagner and Tina Wagner. Other lots have developed with newer home without variances, either requested or denied. There's no need. It's a self-imposed by the property owner in positioning the house on the lot and requesting or wanting to place a home that is too large for the parcel. Any future widening of Pine Road would clearly cause parking problems, particularly if the house is situated 5 feet closer to Pine Road.
Mm-hmm.
Parking, as she stated, would be an issue.
Right.
Several duplicates. Three feet makes the building too close to the side neighbor, and it would cause additional crowding on an already narrow street, which is often blocked by work trucks, garbage trucks, boat trailers. People are often forced to park off the street onto yards in order to let someone pass.
Mm-hmm.
No other house on the street has had a variance for front setbacks, and this would stand out as non-conforming. That was from William and Marla Mooney.
Okay.
And we have John and Kathleen Strogan. They would allow a large roof area without adequate front and side yard setbacks, would not allow for runoff management and force more rainwater into the street and onto neighboring properties. We, in fact, built a house on the street in 2000 and were denied a side yard setback, which is required a reconfiguration of our home. We would ask that this was denied. That must be further down on the road. That's, yeah. And then Kenwick deed covenants allow setbacks that are different than county codes. These haven't been updated. The county code takes precedence. We would ask that you deny this because lack of privacy, it would alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it can be built in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance of Sussex County. Then we have another one from Terrence and Gail Lift that is the same letter. It just says that it can be built.
Okay, and that was all of their...
And that was all the letters that I received.
Okay, thank you for that.
Well, was that front variance, too? Front yard variance on...
front and side.
Front and side.
Yes. Let me grab it real quick.
Excuse me.
Parcel 69, which is right next to this one, which is parcel 68, was approved April 16th of 07 for a front and side yard setback.
Front and side.
Front and side, lot number 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't give me specifics, but front and side.
Okay.
Thank you for that. Okay, hearing no other than opposition, and we had the six letters that were presented that was read. Chair will entertain a motion.
Motion to
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to table, make a motion we table case number 11,333 until February 17th.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Hudson that we table case number 11,333 until our next regular meeting, which will be February the 17th. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
I get Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,333 is tabled until our next regular meeting. Okay. And that'll be February the 17th. Okay. There.
Explain it.
Sir, what that means.
Come up that night that, you know, the board bringing up, there'll be no more testimony presented. You may come if you would like, or you can, you know, watch over on the internet. Okay? The board will bring it up again. There may be a decision made then.
There are no other okay? testimony.
So there's no other testimony to be accepted. Okay.
No, that's it. The public record's closed, so no new testimony or evidence. So okay. The board will make a decision that evening.
Oh, shall I? What am I going to do?
Case number